Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The MMA Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Louisiana, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, and Virginia. From boosted same-game parlays to live in-game odds, WynnBET has what you need to win. Sign up today and bet $100 and get a $100 free bet at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET.
Howdy ho, degeneritos, and welcome to the MMA Gambling Podcast on the Mighty Mighty Sports Gambling Podcast Network, episode 240. Going out to my little boy. He's actually my oldest boy, and he's turning 17 today somehow. This even makes my co-host feel old because he remembers hearing about him when he was just a little guy, and he's no longer a little guy. So this goes out to the old 17-year-old as of today, November the 10th. Thanks for coming to the podcast. We've got an action-packed UFC 281 main card breakdown for you. If you're looking for our prelim picks, all nine fights where we differed quite a bit. Mom and dad had some arguments. So go back a episode, go back to 239 and you can hit up our picks there and make your bets wisely. Like I said, this episode is all about the main card and we'll also do a recommended plays and Gumby will hit you off with the two fight parlay that's going to hit this week. This is the week. Let's bring him in now. The one and only Gumby God, Daniel Vreeland. Hello.
You know, you called me Mr. Positivity last time, but this time, look at you kicking off this episode with positivity. Last episode, yep. You were dropping props you liked, and this one, you're dropping positivity. I don't know what to do with that.
Yeah, I'm changing. Remember, I used to just rail on you and be a big meanie in every intro, and now I've changed, Dan. I've gotten old since 2 years ago when we started.
And then sometimes you gave me, like, a glorious, like, 20-minute introduction, which... Yep. By the way, I went back and listened to one of those wild stuff.
Yeah. We weren't as confident with our content, I think, then perhaps, or I wasn't at least. So.
Yeah, we got good shit. Everybody knows it now.
We know what we're doing now.
Yeah.
240 episodes in, it'd be weird if we didn't know what we were doing. We know what we're doing. We know what the people want.
They want picks. They want winning picks.
They do. That's why they're in the Discord as well, sportsgamblingpodcast.com/discord.
Look people at the are seamless you. Transitions from
I'm
this
guy. I'm a 240 episodes, dude.
You didn't do all of those, by the way.
No, I didn't. Gumby's done them all. I have not. hey, Pereira kind of looks like Ariel Helwani in this picture. I just realized that.
I'm not looking at the same picture as you, but sure.
Yeah, the Discord.
Have you seen, by the way, have you seen his sister?
Yes, just it's him. It's a female him.
It looks a little bit like him in a wig, but also fights a little bit like him in
yes,
a wig.
Yes, that's what I meant. Yeah.
Which is both scary and pretty exciting. She's making her debut, I want to say next week for LFA.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure we're going to be giving you LFA picks next week if that she is in fact on that card. Hang on, let me get the intern on it. Yes, it's next week.
On it.
It's next week. She's fighting Helen Peralta too from the Ultimate.
Oh, really?
Fight.
They're throwing her right in there.
Yeah, somebody who's 5-3 and off of the Ultimate Fighter, and she's going to fight her in her first pro fight in LFA. So that's pretty exciting. I don't think we're giving you an LFA breakdown next week because for our regional show, I think we're all over that really exciting Invicta card on Wednesday. But we'll see. If nothing else. We will keep our eye on the lines for Aileen Pereira's number, and you can find that in the Discord afterwards.
Yes. As I was saying, a lot of people are hitting up Gumby for his picks early in the Discord, but no, you have to listen to this podcast for crying out loud. Hey, people are trying to get it out of you, Dan.
I don't think they were trying to get out. We had some newer members, which, by the way, shout out to the newer members. Thank you all for joining the Discord. And if you're just a lurker before and now you're just posting for the first time, feel free to start posting. We love to hear you post or see you post or whatever. Even if you have a terrifying Yanni headshot. By the way, if that's Yanni, if that is actually Yanni just trying to see what we're doing, that'd make my day. It would make me really happy.
Would it not? Would it not?
Yeah.
So enough of that. This is not a Yanni podcast. It's not the season for that. We got to wait for Contender Series to bag on our friend Yanni. 281 main card is going down. I guess 10 p.m. on pay-per-view. In if you're watching this in North, if you listen to us in North America, perhaps you're not, and then it'll be going down at a different time, and it may not even cost you any extra money. So anyhow, and the prelims, I think I forgot to mention, the main prelims are 8 p.m. The early prelims, 6 p.m. I did mention the 8 p.m. part on the last podcast, but you people are professionals by now. You know when everything starts. So, and this will obviously will be going down in the world's most famous arena, Madison Square Gardens in New York City, where the tickets are insanely pricey, even too expensive for our Gumby. Despite all the money he's won, it's still too expensive for him.
It is very much too expensive for me.
He'd rather spend his money betting on this fight card, perhaps starting on with the first fight of the night on the pay-per-view portion, which would be lightweight's Dan Hooker versus Claudia Puelisch, one of the funnest names to say, Puelisch.
You nailed it too. Look at you.
Yeah, I know it. Even your co-host and your other podcast nailed it. So no shame there. I mean, nothing to gloat about there. That would be the Top Turtle MMA podcast. Shockwave Dave and Gumby every week. Make sure you listen to it. All right, I'm going to tell you about Puelisch, El Nino, or Prince of Peru. You can call him either. He's 12-2, two knockouts, seven submissions. He's been knocked out one time. 5-1 in the UFC. He's won five straight fights since losing his debut. The last two via submission. He was 3-0 in the Ultimate Fighter. What happened there? He lost in the finals, right?
I believe so. Yeah, Martin Bravo beat him in the finals.
Right.
If I'm remembering.
And where is
right.
he now? Where is Bravo now?
Martin Bravo? Damn good question.
Yeah. Puelisch is 6 years younger than Hooker. He's been outstruck in his UFC career by almost a strike a minute. He's minus 0.9 strikes per minute. His opponents outstrike him. He's got grappling stats in his favor over Hooker, plus 145 the number on him. Dan, the Hangman Hooker, 21-12, 10 knockouts, 7 submissions. He's been knocked out 3 times, submitted 3 times. 11-8 in the UFC. He's lost 2 straight fights and only won 1 of his last 5. He's been finished in his last 2 fights. Used to fight up down at featherweight. He did actually his last fight, and now he is back up to lightweight. He's got multiple regional championships on his
mantle.
Correct. 2009 pro MMA debut. Was a kickboxing champion. 2 inches of height on Puelisch, 3 inches of reach. He's 2.5 times more active landing strikes than Puelisch is. He's outstruck his UFC opponents barely. It's 0.1 strike per minute is what he has outstruck his UFC opponents. Minus 175. He is the favorite here. And I usually start off the main card. I'm going dog again. Pretty crazy. I had more dogs in the prelims than Gumby did. And now I'm going dog here as well. Puelisch, he's just been rolling as of late. And insane knee bars, 2 straight knee bars, and 3 knee bars in total in his last 5 fights. Hooker has been submitted. He even was submitted 2 fights ago, even though that was to Islam Makhachev. But nonetheless, he is susceptible to being finished. Puelisch is way younger, 6 years younger than him, which does matter, as I said in the last podcast. 64% win percentage for fighters at least 5 years younger than their opponent. So I'm switching things up. I'm taking a grappler over a striker here. Give me Claudia Puelisch.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm taking Puelisch too. And look, I know the stats are already in his favor, but the other fact that I really love that's in his favor is just like how much better he's looked since going to, originally it was Sanford MMA, but now Killcliff MMA, or Killcliff FC, I think it is, whatever the hell it's called now. They're the old Black Zillions. I think they're the old Black Zillions.
Yes, they are. Yeah.
Or something else too. Hard Times 24/7.
Hard Knocks.
Hard Knocks.
Yes. Not Still Knocks.
Hard Knocks?
I think it was Hard Knocks.
I think that's wrong. But anyway, regardless of what finally derivation we made it to the end here, I like Puelisch because of how good he's been since he went to that team. Like, some of the stats you'll see, even his first knee bar went over Felipe Silva. He was not there yet and got badly beat around in that fight. Since going to there, he's turned into, like, a guy not only with great submission skills, but with the ability to get it into the submission game. And that, for me, knee bar and Clay Guida, dude, that is a feather in your cap. I think he's so much better of a grappler than Dan Hooker. And also, I think he can hold his own on the feet. Do I think he's better than Dan Hooker on the feet? Probably not, but I think he can hold his own on the feet. So, yeah, give me Puelisch here.
I looked it up, and it was Hard Knocks 365. You jerk. How dare you question me?
Hard Knocks 360. Oh, I think I had Hard Knocks 24/7, and that sounded wrong.
Yeah, you're thinking it's like a fitness center or something?
Yeah, 24/7.
And I did give the wrong number. Unfortunately, the line has changed. It was plus 125, so it's not quite as juicy as it was. Plus 125 Puelisch, minus 145 Hooker, but we're both going for that dog money regardless. And where you can get all these lines from and get in on this dog money is from WynnBET. Ready to win money and boost your odds? WynnBET is now live in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Louisiana, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, and Virginia. We're bringing the excitement of Wynn Las Vegas to online sports betting and casino play. Exclusive rewards are right at your fingertips with Wynn Rewards on WynnBET. Be on the lookout for the WynnBET Win Hour each Thursday from 5 to 6 p.m. Eastern. During WynnBET Win Hour, marquee games of the week will have better odds on WynnBET, giving you a larger payout opportunity. And that's what we're all striving for here. Great promos, odds, and payouts are happening right now at WynnBET for boosted same-game parlays to live in-game odds on every major sport. WynnBET has what you need to win. Ready to play? Sign up today to receive a special offer. Bet $100 to win $800. There's so much to choose from, and all you have to do is head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET so they know we sent you. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET to claim your free bet today. Offer subject to change. Terms and conditions at WynnBET.com. Must be 21 or older and present in the state where playthrough WynnBET is available. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. All right, so Gumby's living up to type. He took a grappler and he copied me on a underdog pick. So let's move along and see what's next. Bantamweights, Frankie Edgar, supposedly retiring after this fight versus Chris Gutierrez. Frankie, the answer, Edgar. I don't know what he's the answer to anymore, but he apparently is an answer to something. Maybe CTE? Bad joke, but perhaps. 24-10-1, 7 knockouts, 4 submissions. He's been knocked out 4 times. 18-10-1 in the UFC. He's been around for a while. He's lost 2 straight fights, and he's won 1 of his last 5. He's been knocked out in his last 2 fights. He's not won a fight since August of 2020. He used to fight at featherweight, used to fight at lightweight, where he was a champion. Was a regional champion before this as well. 2005, he's been a pro MMA fighter since. He's got an inch of reach on Gutierrez. He's outstruck his UFC opponents by almost a strike a minute, plus 0.98 strikes to be exact, plus 180 number on the board. El Guapo Gutierrez, 18-4-2, 8 knockouts, 1 submission. He's been submitted 1 time, 6-1-1 in the UFC. He's won 3 straight fights, last one via TKO. He's not lost a fight since November of 2018, so he's on quite a run. Used to fight at featherweight. He's 1-1 in World Series of Fighting, 1-0 in Bellator, was a regional champion. He's got 3 inches height on Edgar, 10 years younger than him. Striking stats and active striking stats are in his favor over Edgar. He outstrikes his UFC opponents by 2.08 strikes per minute, minus 220. Do we really have to put much more time into this one, Dan?
I mean,
oh my God.
First of all, I'm going to take Chris Gutierrez. I'll jump the gun here and I'll make the first pick. And I'll take Chris Gutierrez. But I will say, I can imagine there being people out there. And if you are one of those people, I don't want to sway you from your pick, feel free to believe.
That's what we're here for though.
I mentioned on the prelim episode, I'm picking Petrosky and I think he's going to win, but I'm not betting Petrosky at negative 200. That's an insane number for that dude. I feel the same way about Gutierrez here, at an over 2-1 favorite against Frankie Edgar. Gutierrez has never fought somebody as good as Frankie Edgar. That's a fact. You go back and you look at his list and it's like, a win over Butker Aldana or a draw with Cody Durden or a loss to Rayoni Barcelos. All of those people are not as good as Frankie Edgar. Now, granted, Frankie is at the tail end of his career. But Frankie is still a good wrestler. Like, at the end of the day, he can still out-wrestle somebody, and if he stays away from the big shot for 15 minutes, I could see him winning two rounds here and winning a 29-28 decision. He took Marlon Vera down three times and had almost 5 minutes of control time in that fight. That's worth noting. That's something that, like, makes you say, like, maybe he's not as spent as we're saying. That being said, the part of him that's spent is the chin, right? Like, since Brian Ortega has knocked him out, his chin has never looked the same again. Gutierrez has knockout power, so I'm picking Gutierrez because I think he's going to hit him. I think he's going to finally find that knockout blow. But I'm going to tell you, I don't feel comfortable with it at a negative 200 number to think that he does.
I'm taking Gutierrez without even thinking twice. Edgar is the auto fade. Gutierrez, not a knockout machine, but he's got enough power to... Doesn't take much to finish Edgar, and he's 10 years younger than him, so this is, and he's way better striker at this point. So, yeah, this is a no-brainer for me. Gumby put more brains into it than I do, which is normally the case with these breakdowns. That's why everyone follows you, because they think you're smarter, right?
Yeah, because I give them the long analysis, and yeah. You give them the auto-fade the guy with the bad chin.
Yeah, and and who wins more often?
Anyway, well, in the last on. 2 months?
No. No. How dare you say the last 2 months? Let's move on. All right. Let's not get another fight. Lightweights, Dustin Poirier versus Michael Chandler. The people's main event, you could say. Michael Iron Mike Chandler, 23-7, 11 knockouts, 7 submissions. He's been knocked out 4 times. 2-2 in the UFC. He won via knockout his last fight. 18-5 in Bellator. He was the champ 3 times there. 2-0 in Strikeforce. 2009, he was a pro fighter, MMA fighter since. He was a wrestling champion in college. He barely outstrikes his UFC opponents. It's positive plus 0.3. Positive and plus, I said. So plus 0.3 is the number strike differential. Grappling stats are in his favor over Poirier, plus 190. Dustin the Diamond Poirier, 28-7 with 1 no contest, 14 knockouts, 7 submissions. Been knocked out twice, submitted 3 times. 20-6 with 1 no contest in the UFC. He's won 3 of his last 4. He did lose his last fight via submission to Charles Oliveira. Used to fight at featherweight, 1-1 WEC. 2009, he also made his pro MMA debut. He's got inch height and inch reach on Chandler. He's 3 years younger. Striking stats and active striking stats are in his favor over Chandler. He is outstruck his UFC opponents by 1.33 strikes per minute. Minus 188 on Poirier. I will be going with the more well-rounded Poirier. Chandler just seems content on having fun in the night fights, which is, you know, fun for us to watch. I don't know if it's the most, best strategy to go enter every fight with, but he seems to be in the kill or be killed mode. I just think Poirier is more well-rounded and a more technical and smarter fighter at this point. So give me the Diamond at minus 188.
So Poirier is an infinitely better boxer than Michael Chandler, despite whatever narrative.
Yes.
Despite whatever narrative you're following along, or you really truly believe Michael Chandler is a future UFC champ, the dude got outboxed by Tony Ferguson, and I'm not talking about 2016 Tony Ferguson. I'm not talking about even 2014 Tony Ferguson.
What year are you talking about?
He got outboxed by 2022 Tony Ferguson.
Oh my
Ferguson.
God, 2022.
The guy who everybody's talking about being completely.
That's this year.
Completely flushed down the toilet, has lost 5 fights in a row, got outstruck by Nate Diaz. and he outstruck Michael Chandler. He was the one who outboxed Michael Chandler. You have to imagine Poirier's got a massive boxing advantage here. So unless you truly believe that Michael Chandler is going to lay and pray his way to a decision here, no. I don't really see an avenue for Michael Chandler to win. I don't think there's a good chance that happens. I mean, he went 1-6 trying to take Justin Gaethje down. I think Poirier will defend it even better than that. So, yeah, I'm all over Dustin Poirier on this one. And, hey, Charles Oliveira knocked out Michael Chandler. I wouldn't be surprised if Dustin Poirier did the same thing.
Yeah, I don't see Chandler using his wrestling here. So he's not quite as bad as Justin Gaethje with not using his wrestling. But yeah, I see him just trying to slang and bang, which, as he said, Poirier is far more technically sound than he is striking. So probably not going to go his way. All right, now we go to our double championship fights. We got 2 title fights at the top of the of, I guess not double championship, but two title fights at the top of the card. Two of the most exciting champions in the UFC. Gumby pushed back against that because that's what he does. He's Mr. Positivity. Women's strawweights, Carla Esparza, the champion. Despite being champion twice, she is always overlooked. You'll hear how she's being overlooked once again in a moment. She's up against former champ Zhang Weili. We're going to tell you about Zhang Weili first, the challenger, Magnum, 22-3, 11 knockouts, 7 submissions. She's been finished one time in 25 fights via knockout. That's it. 6-2 in the UFC, used to be the champion, as I mentioned. She's gone 1-2 over her last 3 fights. However, she did win her last fight via knockout. Multiple regional championships on her
mantle.
Yes, used to fight up at flyweight, 2-2 as a pro kickboxer, 3 inches of height on Esparza, 2 years younger. She's 2.5 or 2.6 to be exact times more active landing strikes than Esparza is. She has outstruck her UFC opponents by 1.5 strikes per minute, 1.52 to be exact. -345 is the number on the challenger heading into this fight. Esparza, cookie monster. 19-6, 4 knockouts, 4 submissions. She's been knocked out twice, submitted once. 10-4 in the UFC. She's been the champion 2 times. She's won 6 straight fights. She's not lost since September 2018. She's 3-0 in the Ultimate Fighter. She won that season. That's what got her her first championship. 3-0 in Invicta, champion there as well. 0-2 in Bellator. Used to fight up at flyweight. 2010 was her pro MMA debut. She's a BJJ champion. Wrestling All-American in college. She's been outstruck in the UFC by 0.39 strikes per minute. Her grappling stats are better than Zhang's. Plus 270 for the champion. Do you remember a line this skewed against the champion heading into a fight? It hasn't happened recently, that's for sure.
Not in a while, but it's warranted, right? Like, I don't mean to be mean.
I think we're both picking Zhang, right?
Yeah, like I'm definitely taking Weili Zhang. I guess I'll be with you there saying that, like, maybe Carla Esparza has been overlooked a little bit, but like, man, the minute that fight with Rose Namajunas ended, I said, I can't wait for Weili Zhang to be champ again because it's about to happen. And I obviously stand by that statement. I think, first of all, Carla Esparza won that fight through passivity, which is a lame way to win a fight, but also a way that is not possible against Weili Zhang, somebody who brings the fight to you and gets in your face. And I mean, she took Jessica Andrade out into just seconds. And we've seen her, you know, flatline Joanna Jędrzejczyk, and like she's an incredible striker. I don't think Carla Esparza's grappling advantage is going to take her very far in this because Weili has got the takedown defense and is so powerful. Like, she's so strong. So I think Carla Esparza has a massive striking disadvantage in this fight. So yeah, give me Weili Zhang all day long here.
Yep. I think she's going to be too physically overpowering on the feet. But I'm not a fan of the line. You can see Esparza, like, she's always overlooked. You can see her grinding out a win. I cannot. Okay, good. then you jump on this -345 line. Anyhow, I'm taking Weili Zhang here as well. Brings us to the main event. Are we both going to predict a new champion here as well? Let's see. Middleweights, Israel Adesanya versus Alex Pereira. Did you hear the news, Dan, about this fight?
Pereira beat him a couple of times in a kickboxing match.
Yes, he knocked him out once too. Did you know that?
I did know it. It's two wow. wins and one knockout. Yeah.
Unbelievable, eh?
Yeah, unbelievable. It's crazy.
All right. I'm going to tell you about Pereira first. Poatan. You remember what that means? We've talked about this before.
I actually don't.
Stone hand.
Okay.
Just one hand is just stone.
Singular.
Yes. So hopefully for Adesanya, he does not get hit with the stone hand. He gets hit with the other one. Stonehand is 6-1 with 5 knockouts in MMA. He's been submitted one time. 3-0 in the UFC. Won his last fight via knockout. He's won 6 straight fights. He's not lost an MMA fight since October of 2015. And that's the only fight he has lost in MMA. He was 33-7 and a champion in kickboxing. And he beat Adesanya twice. 1-0 as a pro boxer. 1.6 times more active landing strikes in the UFC than Adesanya. He's outstruck his UFC opponents by almost 3 strikes per minute. 2.93. is the strike differential in his favor. Plus 175. The last style bender champion, Adesanya, 23-1, 15 knockouts, never been finished in MMA. 12-1 in the UFC. He's successfully defended his middleweight title 5 times. I hear the announcers are just calling him the greatest middleweight ever. Like, just, they're just throwing that out there. Like, it's fact.
I mean, it's getting pretty close, isn't
it? Better than Anderson Silva, is he?
It's getting pretty close.
Okay.
I mean, yeah. there were times where you were like, who is even left for Anderson Silva to fight?
Yeah.
Right? We've now at, like, if he beats Pajeda, we've reached that point. Right? Like, yeah. we've reached the point of being like, I mean, I guess if Alex or Munoz wins, Andre Munoz wins a couple of fights, we could, like, throw him in there. Or, like, how far are we away from Dricus du Plessis running up the, like, those are the types of questions we're asking, which is insane, because he's taking care of that much business. So yeah, like, I think he's getting to that point.
Okay, there you go. Back to the resume. He's won 3 straight fights, all via decision. That's a key thing to think of here if you're going to bet this one. Used to fight up at light heavyweight, or he went up for one fight and lost. Multiple regional championships on his
mantle.
Correct. 2012 was his pro MMA debut. He also was a pro kickboxer, if you haven't heard, and a champion in that realm. 5-0 as a pro boxer. Got an inch of reach on Paea. 2 years younger than him. He's outstruck his UFC opponents by 1.26 strikes per minute. He's got grappling stats in his favor over Paea, or Paea, as I like to say, -215. I guess it's up my turn again. I will be going the champion Adesanya in this one. I'm upset that the numbers really jumped. Not in the right way for us. It was a much closer fight on the board when I was first looking at this fight, but I'm taking Adesanya. Regardless, I think Pay has really been rushed into this fight just because of the narrative that UFC can build for him. He's only been in the UFC for a year. He's had 3 fights, but Adesanya is just going to do what he has been doing recently, I think, and playing it safe. Maybe even grapple. Who knows? That is a theory out there that he could be grappling in this fight, but he's going to play it safe, and I think he's going to avoid the big shots and win a lackluster decision, as has been the case with him recently.
I'm not even sure he's going to be able to play it safe, to be completely honest. Like, I think there's an opportunity that, like, this turns into a little bit more of a slugfest.
Yeah.
But even with that being said, I think I'm still taking Izzy. I think he's got a lot of avenues to win here. Like, I think, first of all, you know, I've heard people say in the Discord, by the way, get in the Discord at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Discord. There were a few people this morning talking about how they liked Izzy's sublines. I'm not necessarily sure I like Izzy's sublines. Because while he might, like, surprise somebody with a takedown, he's actually surprised a couple of people with takedowns. Brad Tavares is one of the guys. If you want to go back to his fight, he, like, surprised and shot a takedown in there. I think that's a possibility, but I think here at the end of the day, the thing that is going to dictate this fight, and the thing that I think he has an advantage of in this fight, is against the cage. I think he has better control against the cage. I think he can wear a little bit more on Pereira that way. I think he can drag it into being a longer fight. Whereas, like, Pereira, you know, they both look good from distance. They both have good distance management. They both have good kicks. They both have good strikes. They have everything on the feet. And, like, choosing a winner just that way is razor close margins. So if I'm going to pick a winner using those razor close margins, like, I think that, you know, perhaps Pajeda is the type of guy who is going to have a little bit of trouble with that physicality down the stretch. So, yeah, give me Izzy in this one.
Yeah, it's just the experience is there in MMA. The cage craft should be in his favor. So we're both going Adesanya. We'll get you our recommended plays and all, and our 2-fight parlay after I tell you about our merch store, of course, where you can get amazing MMA gambling podcast merch and Gumby specific merch. That's our favorite stuff, but there's good stuff for every podcast in there. The SGPN merch store. Get your holiday shopping done early at the SGPN merch store. SGPN gear is the perfect stocking stuffer for the degen in your life. Plus, for now until Thanksgiving, you can get 10% off when you use the promo code DallasSucks. That's store.sportsgamblingpodcast.com. Promo code DallasSucks. DallasSucks. The same password Gumby uses for most apps and websites he uses.
True, I hate the stars.
It's true. Well, you may have to bleep that out, or people are going to try to hack into your stuff. So, all right, recommended plays, $100. We can spread it out anywhere we like. Gumby gets a little wild with his usually and loses.
A lot of wild this week.
Okay, go ahead. Start it off. You're going to make some of our listeners angry. Go ahead.
I'm not going to make some of our listeners angry.
Recommended plays, man. I guess only degens. Degens want big hits. They don't care if it hits or not. They just want the thrill of perhaps.
Well, here's the thing. You know, I get, I laugh that I'm going big this week, and I am going big this week because it's a big event. But in addition to that, like, also, a lot of the plays I like this week, when I was looking at them, they just seem obvious to get some plus money on them. So I'm actually spreading my money out wide this week. This is my game plan. You can tell me if I'm dumb or not. Because
last week we got burned. Hodhegas burned us.
Yeah, what one big favorite burned me last week. So instead, I'm spreading my money wide this week. I got six different plays that I'm playing all about the same amount of money. And all of them are giving you phenomenal odds. So there's a little teaser here. And the first one I'm going to give you is actually even money odds. I'm going to give you Dustin Poirier and Weili Zhang as a parlay. Give me $25 on the even money parlay of those two favorites.
Plus $120. Okay.
25.
25. All right. 25. All right. And I will give you the safe place. $40. Chris Gutierrez over Frankie Edgar. If you want to get fancy, make it a knockout prop, but I'm just taking the money line on this one. Minus 220.
All right. I'm going to take Claudio Puelles on the money line. I'll take $15 on his money line.
Alrighty. I was looking at him as well, but I don't think I'm going to go with that one. $40, Aaron Blanchfield, minus 415. Big line, but hey, I just want to get easy money here. So that should be an easy hit.
I'm also going to take, last money line play here, because the last three I'm giving you are all props. I'm going to take $15 on Ryan Spann. I think his money line is all wacky here. I don't trust Dominic. I can't believe it's the Devastator and not the Dominator.
I checked on Tapology and it agrees with it. So is this like a Mandela effect thing?
Or I think this might be the Mandela effect. It's the Devastator effect.
Oh, I wonder what else has disappeared now. Oh boy, we better look around.
I don't like this at all. but I do like $15 on Ryan Spann's money line.
All right, and that was at plus 175, I think, right?
Yeah. What did we have Puelles at, by the way?
Is at plus 125.
All right, cool. That's what I had.
All right, what do you got? $20 left. My goodness. Where am I going to go with that? Do I want to take that? All right, I'll take Azatar, minus 120 over Matt Frivola.
All right, and what was the number on that?
Minus 120. Sadly, is not a dog anymore.
All right, so
I'm out. It's all you.
You're out. And I told you I have three more prop plays. I'm gonna put $15 each on the following three. So I also like the Otman Aziatar play. I think he's gonna win here. I'm just gonna juice it up by making it a KO prop. Okay. His KO prop plus 165. So being able to switch him from a dog or a favorite to back to a dog. If you had gotten that earlier in the week, I was seeing it as high as like 275. So it's come down. Jump on that one early if you like it now. But right now I'm seeing it at plus 165.
How much on that?
$15. 15 on all of these next three.
Okay, gotcha.
And then the other two, I'm going to take Sungwoo Choi by knockout as well. You actually mentioned this prop on the last one.
Oh, no, that doesn't sound like me at all.
Yeah, it didn't. And actually, the moment you said it, I was like, wait a second. Why have I not like looked up that prop yet? Because you know, like he probably is gonna knock out Mike Trezano. So yeah, why don't I look it up? Plus 300 on the Sungwoo Choi knockout prop. So maybe this $15 goes out to Jeff Fox for giving us the Sungwoo Choi KO.
How much was it again? Sorry, 15 and what was the number? 15
plus 300.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay, and you got it.
And then I'm gonna close with
one more.
I got 15 more. I'm going to take Carlos Ullberg by knockout as well. Carlos Ullberg by knockout plus 300. Here he easily knocks out Nagumo Ranu. I think he either tires or leaves his chin out too far. And we talked about this last episode too. We're both in agreement that Ullberg seemed like the likely winner and a decision doesn't seem very likely in this fight. So yeah, give me that plus 300 as well and $15 on it.
Yeah, that's a very nice number there. All right, so Gumby's got Poirier Zhang parlay, Puelles money line, Spann money line, Azatar via knockout, Choi knockout, Ullberg, that was knockout as well. I gotta write that down. Knockout. So that is his money. Me, safe, chalks. I got Gutierrez money line, Blanchfield money line, Azatar money line, All right, if you want crazy stuff, here's the craziest one. Two-fight parlay. It's going to hit. It's going to get you at least 10 times your money. What do we got?
So I went all KOs in the props that I was recommending. But for the ugly Hungry Man Jong this week, I'm going to take a pair of subs. I like both Aaron Blanchfield and Claudio Puelisch by submission. Okay. I just, you know, if I'm playing just money lines, I like Puelisch as is, but him by submission is plus 250 this week, which I think is a nice number for him to go in there and sub Dan Hooker, a guy coming off a sub loss. And then Aaron Blanchfield by submission is plus 240, which doesn't seem right.
That's a silly number.
Yeah, like I guess the books are pretty convinced that Molly McCann is going to be able to survive this fight because she's a massive favorite. I thought the most likely outcome was a submission, but I guess, you know, like maybe you think Molly McCann is just going to tough it out, and because she's only been submitted once, she's only been finished once. So maybe people think she's just going to ride it out, but man, I think the more likely outcome is the sub here. That's plus 240. Put them together, you get plus 1090.
+1090, polished and Blanchfield via sub. There you go. We got it all in your ears in a nice, what, half hour or so. Okay, we told you, Discord, get in there. It'll be lots of fun, especially with the fights going on this weekend. Heck, we've given you picks for tonight, Thursday. CFFC is happening tonight. We give you picks two episodes ago, go for that. We being Gumby. We give you picks for Cage Warriors early on Saturday, and then we've given you picks for UFC. So we got you set, and you can come in the Discord and chat with us while all those fights are happening. Or on Twitter, if you prefer, we're SGPN MMA is the account Gumby runs for us. I'm at Jeff Foxwriter. He's at Gumby Vreeland. What else? You can get in my Pick'em contest and read my MMA content at moneymma.substack.com. You can read all our sports content and other people's writing as well, sportsgamblingpodcast.com. If you're interested in the MMA stuff there, I've written a predictions column. And probably by the time you hear this, my DraftKings column will be up. If not, it will be up very, very shortly. And Gumby wrote a props column, which I'm just about to post. So that will be up as well by the time you hear this. We told you about Top Turtle, Gumby's other podcast. Listen to that for sure, obviously. And I think anything else we need to plug, or is that good?
I think you got it all.
Rate and review. I'll tell you to rate and review as well. We want to get more degens into our into more degens ear holes. So spread the word. Tell everyone how great we are. Best way of doing that is listening to us on our dedicated feed, SGP and MMA, and giving us a good review if you haven't already. And spreading the word, obviously. I'll let you take us home. We'll be back on Sunday. We'll recap all the action from the UFC in the weekend and look ahead to the week coming up. So take us home, Mr.
Gumby. I'm David Gumby Vreeland. He's the Prince of Peru, Jeff Fox. Yep. And we will see you on Sunday.